2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and look at that. It's Friday, the third day of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 31 degrees.
Got a crash on downtown Salt Lake City, Surface Street. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin our morning with a developing story here on KSL on Utah's Morning News. The March employment report will be released this morning.
A streak of 113 straight months of positive gains could come to an end. ABC's Daria Albinger has the latest.
The March numbers may be disappointing, but Bankrate's Washington Bureau Chief Mark Hamrick says they shouldn't be a surprise.
It will give us what will likely be the first negative reading on jobs creation in many years, basically nearly 10 years.
And with millions of Americans out of work even temporarily because of COVID-19.
It will show that the unemployment rate will have risen from the record low of 3.5%.
And Hamrick says the April numbers will probably be a lot worse. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We will have live instant analysis of the March job report moments after its release by the Labor Department. Zions Bank VP of Consumer and Public Policy Robert Spendlove will join us live at 6:35 here on Utah's Morning News.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, a likely grim March jobs report comes out this morning, but critical industries are scrambling for workers. California Governor Newsom says things are so bad.
70-plus thousand open jobs today in the state of California.
He's urging newly unemployed to fill needed positions in grocery stores, delivery companies, and some in manufacturing. Maybe months before people get $1,200 stimulus checks from the IRS and they get them in the mail. Those with direct deposit will see the money mid-April, but the Internal Revenue can only process 5 million checks a month. 100 million Americans are getting them. Lowest income people go to the top of that list. The commander of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt is relieved of duties after a letter he sent to supervisors asking his crew be removed from the ship over a coronavirus outbreak. Well, that was leaked to the media. Captain Brett Crozier gets his wish to have the complement of 5,000 put ashore in Guam, but the Navy secretary says of the letter,
it was copied to 20 or 30 other people. That's just not acceptable.
Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And residents of Los Angeles and now New York urged to wear face masks outside. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It could be a scarf. It could be something you create yourself at home. It could be a bandana.
The White House expected to soon make the same recommendation nationwide. The mask protect others from you, not you from them. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The mayor of Salt Lake County is calling for a statewide order to stay home.
The coronavirus. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says the whole state of Utah needs something stronger, like in other states. She's afraid rural communities will have lots of cases and they'll have to send patients to Salt Lake hospitals and overrun the system. But the governor's office says his directive makes it clear that Utahns should stay home as much as possible, and he expects all Utahns to comply. Now, different counties in the state and local health departments are issuing their own public health orders, and those do carry the penalty of law. But some other states are almost in full lockdown, saying people shouldn't even go outside to exercise. Like Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Weber Morgan Health Department is the latest agency to issue a stay safe at home order. It covers Weber and Morgan counties, effective immediately. Residents are being told to stay at home as much as possible. Public gatherings not in a single household are prohibited. Any remaining public places like zoos, gyms, and museums all have to close.
The ACLU is petitioning the Utah Supreme Court to release inmates to protect them from COVID-19. The coronavirus. Our live team coverage continues with KSL TV's Brittany Tate.
ACLU officials tell me that a virus like COVID-19 could easily devastate the jail and prison populations here in Utah. They believe that these inmates should be released back into the public right now if indeed they only have less than 180 days remaining on their sentence or they're awaiting trial.
The petition came after an inmate at the Salt Lake County Jail tested positive for COVID-19.
KSL weather, Dan Guthrie is in the Weather Center this morning. We're going to see a pretty dramatic change from yesterday. Lots of sunshine and warmer.
The temperatures are finally recovering for us. We'll see temperatures warming quite a few degrees each day. We were in the 40s yesterday. We're going to be 50s today and 60s for the weekend. And we'll actually stay in the 60s all next week. Our average high this time of year is 58 degrees. So, yeah, it's been a little cool, but we're going to make up for it in a big way here with temperatures above average 6 of the next 7 days.
Dan says right now there's not a significant storm anywhere on the horizon within the next 7 days.